This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Heat lose both games over the weekend. They fall to the New York Knicks yesterday. Really good game, first and foremost. Really good game. They lost 132-125. Did I handle it maturely after the game? No, I did not. No, I did not. I did not handle it well. Jalen Brunson could not miss. He's incredible. I'm tired of him just cooking us left and right. But they can't stop him. I don't know what to tell you. He had 27 points in the first half. He finished with 47. And Khalil Ware, I mean, he just continues.
He's starting to, you know what he is? He's starting to be a more aggressive rebounder. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going at the rim and getting the ball and putting it back and all that stuff. So, yeah.
He had 28 points, 19 rebounds. And
no, he had a 20-20.
They took it away from him.
I'm sick of Madison Square Garden doing this. I have a fault with that. They did that with LeBron one time with a triple-double.
They were haters?
Yeah, he had like a 50-point triple-double. Like after Kobe dropped 61 on there.
And they mm-hmm. said, not in the Mecca.
And then the next day they were like, oh, no, one of the rebounds wasn't a rebound. So it was like 52, 10, and 9.
Yeah. Well, they took it away. They screwed him.
But he's been balling.
He's been balling. He's been balling. Hey. And he doesn't miss from three. He does. Hey. He's a great shooter.
You think Spo's going to allow him to shoot?
He's the most versatile player that I used to think it was Bam.
Mm-mm. He's just learning every game. You could just
right. No, he's getting comfortable because you know what? I feel bad because he's gonna get to the point where y'all need me.
They do need him.
No. We know that. No,
they do need him. I mean, like, the idea that I'm still getting annoyed with Spo and I know it's because he's being asked about Khalil Ware, so it's not like he's doing it out of nowhere. But I got annoyed after the Boston game because, you know, he was sitting here and he was talking about, well, you know, I like the threes, but I want him to make his impact at the rim. So the next game, he does both. He's like, you know, following up slamming. He's getting offensive rebounds and he's hitting threes on top of it. But, you know, there's so many other guys on this team that deserve criticism, namely their captain. Who, by the way, called himself out. So it's not like Bam's unaware. Bam has been saying, like, I'm letting down my team. I'm not playing good enough. The thing that annoys me with Bam, and it's been the old thing, right? It's just like it took him till, like, there was 7 minutes left in the game to finally be like, oh, I should attack the basket. And, like, he went from – he got, like, an alley-oop from Jaime and then, like, never heard from. Right. For the whole game, Simone Fontecchio was being more aggressive than him, going at the rim.
He does that, though.
And I'm just like, dude, You're getting all these dudes in foul trouble. Like, you're getting everybody caught in the fourth quarter. Where the hell is that? And it's just that's a career frustrating thing from him. I mean,
the thing that was
a killer yesterday. It's just like they played a really good game. And Spo was saying this after the game, like, the Knicks just won those bigger moments at the end. Because, I mean, it was a great offensive game. Both teams, the Knicks shot, what did they shoot, 55% yesterday? They both hit a ton of threes. It was a very well-played offensive game. But it was those margin things. The Heat missing free throws, the Knicks getting after loose balls. That play, the real killer play, there was a Mitchell Robinson, who just is a vacuum for offensive rebounds. Ball. It was an air ball by OG Anunoby. Mitchell Robinson goes after while Bam just kind of looks at it because Bam thinks it's going to go out of bounds. Robinson flings it to Jalen Brunson in the corner, three ball at the end of the shot clock. And I'm just like, all right, well, that's a swing.
And can I say this? If that's happening, Spo's going to have a hard time, and this is what everybody needs to understand. If you see plays like that, you're going to have a hard time telling Kalel you not.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's what
I understand
sucks.
What Bam was – like, Bam thought he was going out of
bounds.
But, like, dude, that. Like, that's why Mitchell Robinson's great at that. Like, he's always even lumbering around in his 18 minutes. He's good at that because he's just going to go and get you the extra possession. And then, I mean, they missed free throws like crazy. That was annoying. Can we stop leaving 9 free throws a game on the floor? Like, just
it's been ridiculous. Just, like, the last, what, 5 games?
Yeah, like, Simone Fontecchio, you had the opportunity to give the Heat the lead. 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Are you kidding me? What shooter is bad at free throws? Never heard of such a thing.
I know.
What is that?
Usually 3-point shooting and free throws go hand in hand.
Shouldn't that be a layup for you if you're a great shooter?
Yeah. You're a great shooter. 1 of 3 from the – and he missed another one, too. Got fouled again. He got fouled going for a dunk because he was trying to get OG Anunoby back. Missed 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Simone! What the hell, dude? And then – yeah. Just frustrating.
Hey, man.
I hate losing to that.
Hey, man.
They lost to Boston, and they lost to New York, and I'm not doing well. I'm not going to – but you know what? This is where we belong. You want to know why?
Canes.
Do you want – I know, but it's 15 minutes of heat. It's a sponsor segment. but this is where we belong. This is our home. You want to know what our home is?
Play it.
The Lords of Playinville have arrived. Oh, look who welcomed us here. Our great friends are here, Leroy. The Hawks and the Bulls. But we welcome a new member of Playinville. The Cavs, strangely. The Cavs are in Playinville. But the Raptors might be back, our old friend. Typically, here in Playinville, it is only the Heat, Raptors, Hawks, and Bulls. For a day, the Raptors have left Playinville, but perhaps the Heat win, they bring them back tomorrow. Good morrow, sir. Take a break. More to come. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.